Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Mem Beis. We are starting about the 10th line at the two dots with the words Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Vilchus Daf. It's on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, about a third of the way up from the bottom. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we continue discussing Shechting the Karan Pesach al Hachametz, which means with chametz in one's possession, specifically in Shitas Reb Shimon. So let's remember that Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah that if the Karan Pesach was shechted erev Pesach lishma, he's chayiv for shechting an al Hachametz. It was shechted shloy lishma, so he's pater. Whereas if the Karan Pesach was shechted on Pesach, and the way you do that is if for whatever reason we have an extra Karan Pesach, which we'll be discussing different ways of how that's possible in the Gemara. So if it was shechted on Pesach lishma, and again this is al Hachametz, so he's pater. Whereas if it's shechted shloy lishma, he's chayiv. Now here are a few key points to bear in mind for the upcoming sugya. We already learned that the designation of Karan Pesach can be changed from Pesach to Shlomim, and that does not necessarily passel it. Now when this happens, sometimes official akira needs to take place, namely there has to be an active machshava that this is not the Pesach, rather it's a shlamim, whereas other times it's automatic. Also, every time we say chayv and pater in the sugya, it's referring to whether or not he's chayv for shechting karm pesach al hachametz, and every time we say kosher or pasul, it's referring to whether or not this animal is kosher, meaning if it's a kosher karbon, and usually the two are linked. If it's kosher, then he's chayv. If it's pasul, then he's pater. Now knowing that, the Gemara says, Omer Yechim Rechon tells us, Chabura ha'samakshe, the Chabura, the Chum, the Beis Medrash, they ask the following question, Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to in Reb Shimon's Shita, where he differentiates between Shechting the Karban Pesach Lishma or Shaloi Lishma Erev Pesach or Shechting the Karban Pesach Lishma or Shaloi Lishma on Pesach? That there's a difference. Because a man of Shach, it shouldn't make a difference if it's Lishma or Shaloi Lishma. In Bisha'avad Vinim Tzakaylum Kapara, if the reason why we have this extra Karban Pesach is because originally it was lost and then it was found before the Kapara, meaning the original animal designated as the Karban Pesach was lost, the old one was found, then the new one was brought, well, the old one is called Nidche and can't be used as any Karban at all, not a Pesach or a Shlamim, and therefore, Bein Lishma, Bein Shaloi Lishma, it doesn't make a difference if you shechted it lishma or shaloi lishma, pasul, that's the proper gear, so it's pasul, venita kleria, and it's just sent out to graze until it gets a mum, and it can't be used at all. And therefore, there's no difference between shechting it lishma and shaloi lishma. And bisha'avad v'nim tzalachar kapara, if the original carbon pesach was lost, but it was found after a new carbon was already brought in its place, so bein lishma, bein shaloi lishma, shlamim hu, skip the word pasul. Whether it was brought lishma or shaloi lishma, it's a carbon shlam, that's perfectly permitted, even if he shechted it lishame the carbon pesach, and again, it can't be a carbon pesach, it doesn't make a difference. This is a case of an automatic akira. Since it can't be a karban pesach anyway, we automatically say it's considered a shlamim, and therefore, even if he shechted it lishmai, he tried to make it a karban pesach, it doesn't make a difference. It's not pasul, and therefore he should be chayiv. So again, what's the situation where Reb Shimon differentiates between shechting it lishmai and shaloi lishmai? Kayam, and they explain this follows, b'shenitmu habaylim oy shezidu ukfar nitcha lepesach sheni. It's referring to one of two situations, not where the original karban pesach was lost and they brought a different one. It's referring to something totally different, where they had the original karban pesach, nothing happened to it, but then the owners of this Karan Pesach became Tamei, or they were just mazed and they didn't end up bringing it. So now this carbon itself has to be brought Pesach Sheni, which we know is a month after Pesach Rishon, but also it technically could be a carbon Shlomim. And it's this case where his Machshava does make a difference, because in order to change it from a Pesach to Shlomim, it needs official Akira. It's not automatic. That's why Lishmai, if he shechted it Lishmai to be a carbon Pesach, and again he shechted this on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, Pater is Pater Vru Pasol, and it's a Pasol carbon, because there wasn't an official akira turning it into a shlamim, or is a shloi lishmai, if he shechted it with intention, shloi lishmai, that it should be a shlamim, chayiv, he's chay for shechting al chametz, v'kosher, and it's a kosher karbon, because now he's officially made an akira, redesignating it from a karam pesach, that's really supposed to be brought in a month, to a shlamim, which is okay to be brought now, but again, he's chay for shechting it al chametz. And the next question is, v'haydenu lishmai, chayiv, that's proper girsa, so where do we find that if he shechted it lishmai, he's chayiv? Namely, where do we find that if he shechted it lishma, on chol hamoed, on yontif, that he'd be chayiv due to the fact that we automatically view it as a shlamim? So here we have two answers. Taman Amr B'Shem Rav Chizda, over there in Bavel, it's in the name of Rav Chizda, B'Sha'avar Shnosai Bein Rishon L'Sheni. That's where it's year past in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. We know that the Karban Pesach has to be younger than a year old. A one-year-old animal is pasul. Now in this case, where he became Tamei, so he has to do Pesach Sheni, but his Karban Pesach is going to be turning one by then. It's going to be too old, so it's going to be pasul. Therefore, even if now, before it's too old, he shechted it L'Shem Pesach, he's still going to be chayev, because it automatically becomes a shlamim due to the fact, again, because in a month from now, he's not going to be able to bring it as Pesach Sheni because it's too old. Therefore, now, it automatically gets considered to be a shlamim. Now, Reb Lo says, B'Shem Reb Yechonon, a different answer, B'She'ibar Zman Kaparosai, that's referring to there was Avar Zmanoi, this is referring to what we said before, where the original animal was found after the replacement Karban Pesach was brought, and as we had said, even if he shechts it L'Shem Pesach, it's automatically a shlamim, therefore he's chayev if it was done al chametz. And these are the two different scenarios, whereas if he shechts his Pesach on Pesach itself, with intent attention that it should be a Karban Pesach, he's still chayev. No, Rabbi that brings this out. Pesach she'iber zmanoi, a Pesach that it was avar zmanoi, and we don't know what that means yet because we have two different options of what avar zmanoi could be. V'shachtoi l'shmoi and yishachtoi l'shma bizmanoi in its time. Oy sheshachet acherim l'shmoi bizmanoi, or yishachtoi other kabanos, meaning other kabanos that were designated as a shlamim. He shachtoi them l'shma, meaning l'shein the Karban Pesach bizman. Rabbi Elazar paisel, Rabbi Shua machshir. Rabbi Elazar says paisel, Rabbi Shua says kasher. Rabbi Elazar paisel, the reason why he says these kabanos are paisel, shehu kesheicha pesach l'shem shlamim, because like shechting Karban Pesach l'shem shlamim erev Pesach, that's bizmanoi on erev Pesach, and we know that a Karban Pesach shechting l'shem shlamim then is paisel. Whereas Rabbi Shua machshir, the reason why Rabbi Shua says kasher, shehu kesheicha shlamim l'shem Pesach, because like shechting a Karban shlamim that was aver zmanoi l'shem the Pesach. And now we ask a question to Rabbi Elazar, mekivin sheiber zmanoi, since it was ready aver zmanoi loy shanya, there shouldn't be a difference. He has shoychet pesach l'shem shlamim. He has shoychet shlamim l'shem pesach. It's the same thing. Shechtan the pesach l'shem shlamim or the shlamim l'shem pesach. Tries Rabbi Elazar pasul. In other words, if it's already avar zmanoi, which right now we're understanding to mean that it's too old, so it should automatically be considered a shlamim, and therefore, why is he pasuling it? And the answer is really depends on how we understand the lashon of iber zmanoi. I'll take the Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda's understanding of iber zmanoi, that's referring to b'shi iber shnasa bin rishon l'sheni, where it's going to become too old in between pesach rishon and pesach sheni, and it's not going to be able to be brought as a Pesach by Pesach Sheni, therefore already by Pesach Rishon it could be considered a Shlamim. Whereas Mabez on Bezan Tap, I'll to do a blah b'shem Rabbi Yechonon, according to Blan, the name Rabbi Yechonon b'shiiber zman kaparasoi, as referring to where it was over zman, not that it was too old, but it was over zman kaparasoi. Namely, again, as we said, we had a replacement carbon brought instead of it, and that's what we're referring to. And moving on to Halacha Hey, starting this Mishnah for a whole number of Mishnayos, we're going to be discussing the entire process of bringing the carbon Pesach erev Pesach with all of Am Yisrael, and how it really was quite the maimed. So let's try to understand some basic ideas. How does bringing a regular carbon work? So the kohen or maybe the owner shechts it, then the kohen catches the blood in a pitcher, walks it to the mizbeach, sprinkles it, and then moves on to the other avodas. However, the carbon pesach was totally different. Remember, at the peak of Jewish life in Eretz Yisrael, there were tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of karbanos pesach being brought all in the span of a few hours, erev Pesach in the afternoon, and this obviously required many kohanim to be on hand and for everything to be extremely misudar and orderly. Now, as this mission describes, they had a system which ran like a well-oiled machine, all the while being a real display of malchus. So the Mishnah tells us, HaPesach nishchat b'shalosh kitos, the Karban Pesach was shechted in three groups of Yidin. Shneim the pasuk says, b'shachtu oisoi kol kahal adas Yisrael, and we have three l'shainus over here, kahal ve'eda v'Yisrael. So the Yidin all came in three separate groups. Nichos l'kata rishana, the first group of people that made it to the base of Mikdash, they would go into the Azara first. V'nismalas ha'azara, the Azara got completely full. Nalu d'lasas ha'azara, they closed the doors of the Azara. Then taku ve'riu v'taku, they would blow a tkiya, true tkiya. Now, what was the whole setup there? So you had a bunch of Yidin with their karbanos, and akayhanim oimdim shurais shurais. The kayhanim was stood in rows upon rows. This was from where they would shecht it up until the mizbeach. Ubidehem bazichei kesef bazichei zav. In their hands, they held pitchers made out of silver and pitchers made out of gold. Shura shakula kesef kesef shura shakula zav zav. There was a row that's entirety was silver pitchers, and then the next row was entirely gold pitchers. And v'loihayim uravin, they would not mix in between them. The silver pitchers had to stay in the silver pitcher line, and the gold pitchers had to stay in the gold pitcher line, and these pitchers were meant for Kabbalah Saddam. They would catch the blood in the pitcher and use it to sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. And v'loi ha'yla b'zichin shulayim, these pitchers did not have bottoms. They weren't flat-bottomed. They were pointy. Why is that? Shem yinichum, perhaps a kayin, he's going to be tired, he's going to be focused on something else, and he's going to put it down on the floor, that's if it had a flat bottom, and then v'yikrash hadam, the blood would congeal, and then you're not going to be able to throw it on the Mizbeach, and then the person wouldn't be able to eat his Karban Pesach. Therefore, these pitchers had pointy bottoms, so they couldn't be placed on the floor, and therefore it had to be handed to the next kayin who's going to sprinkle on his beach, as we will see in the next Mishnah. The Gemara tells us, Rav Yaakov Baracha says, B'shem Rav Yasa, Nitan Koyach B'Koyel Shal Moshe, the voice of Moshe was given a power, V'yakoyle Mahalach B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim Mahalach Arbayim Yoyim, and his voice went throughout Mitzrayim, which was a journey of 40 days, because we know Mitzrayim was 400 by 400 parsais. An average person can walk 10 parsais in a day, so it means that to go across Mitzrayim was 40 days, and Moshe Rabbeinu's voice carried across the entirety of Mitzrayim. And Mahoy Omer, what did he say? Mimakam Pleni and Makam Pleni Kat Achas, Umakam Pleni and Makam Pleni Kat Achas, that from this place to another place is the first group, from this place to another place is another group, and he delineated which areas or which neighborhoods of Yidin should come for the first group of the Karban Pesach, second group, and the third group, and this is obviously the first Karban Pesach ever in history to be brought. And the Alta Tama, don't be surprised that his voice could carry so far, because Umayim Avak, just like with regular dust, Shein Darkel Haleich, it's not the norm for dust to travel far. It kind of swirls around, even if it's very windy, but it doesn't travel very far. Atmar, what do you say? V'hoyel Avak B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, then when Moshe Rabbeinu was performing the Makos, he threw up some dust, and it became dust in all the land of Mitzrayim. Kol, a voice, Shedarkei L'Halech, when a person projects their voice, it goes pretty far. Like Kol Shekein, what do we say for sure? The Moshe Rabbeinu's voice could travel throughout all of Mitzrayim, so it's not such a big chedesh. And Rav Levi says, Kishim Shenitin Koyach B'Kol Shal Moshe, the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu's voice traveled throughout Mitzrayim, Kach Nitin Koyach B'Kol Shal Paroi, Paroi's voice was also given this power. And his voice also went throughout all Mitzrayim, this journey of 40 days in Mahay Omer. What was he saying? Kumu tzu mitaychami, get up and go out from among my nations. Yidden, time for you to leave Mitzrayim. L'sha'avar hiyisem avdei paroi. In the past, you were the avadim of paroi. Mikan v'heilch atem avdei Hashem. From now on, you're the avadim of Hashem. And ba'isa sha'ayu oimrim. At that time, they said, the parak of Tehillim, halu ka, halu avdei Hashem, and v'loy avdei paroi were not the avadim of paroi. Now we speak about when the Mishnah said, they blew a tkiya, true tkiya. So we have a braisa, tani, tamid sheyesh lin sachem, taikin lin sachem, the carbon tamid, that it has in sachem, it has wine libations brought along with it. So the tkiyas, these blasts, they were done by the nesachem, whereas pesach, shein lin nesachem, taikin lin shechitasoi, the carbon pesach, since it doesn't have nesachem, these tkiyas are done at the shechita. Now the Gemara tells us, dalma, there was a story, this is Yushalmi's way of saying, ahu ovdal, like in Bavli, that there's a situation, the following story happened, Reb Zeira, Reb Yaakov Bar Acha, Reb Avina, Havin Yasivin, all three of these Amorim were sitting, and our Ravina explained, why is it the Mishnah says that we had rows of silver and rows of gold pitchers, and there was no transferring of silver and gold pitchers in between the lines? So he explained, because we're Ramayin, we're afraid that in all the hullabaloo of the busyness of all the Shechita, the Korbanos Pesach, and blood being given from this kind to that kind, as we're going to see tomorrow, that a kind is going to be holding on to a gold pitcher, he's going to switch it for a silver pitcher and keep the gold one, and therefore we have to keep the gold ones and silver ones in their own lines, so the kohen who's a Ramai, who's a cheat, a swindler, a dishonest fellow, is not going to take a gold one and switch it for a silver one and try to pocket the gold one. However, Amar Yaakov Racha, Yaakov Racha told him, B'chol Pumach, with all your mouth, you're really saying that with full conviction? We suspect Koyhanim of being Ramayin and that they're going to switch a gold and silver pitcher, and that's why we have to keep the gold and silver in their own line so it doesn't happen? However, Amar Yaakov Zaira, that Amar Le B'Pagas Pumach, he even said it with half a mouth, meaning, even though we don't necessarily suspect a kohen of being a full-fledged Ramai, still it might happen if we don't have any Seder, any order, that gold is here and silver is there, and it's just a big hullabaloo, a pitcher might end up getting mixed up, it might happen, and that's why we have to keep gold in one line and silver in the other line. And also Rabbi Yirmiyah came, and he said, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Ramayim, it is because of Ramayim, and that's why we have to keep gold in one line and silver in the other line. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Vav, continue to discuss the whole process of bringing the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.